And good evening, everyone. We're back here with more area high school basketball from the Tri-Rivers Tournament. Tonight, it's Milan and Scotland County boys. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. It's 5:59, 31 degrees after a high of 63. Let's take you to basketball with KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Welcome, everybody, to the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. It's night number 2. And we're going to complete the first round of play. Both boys' games here in the high school gym, and Andy's in the middle school gym. Both girls' games will be streamed, and he should be starting just about now. So the 6 o'clock and 7:30 girls' games will be streamed. And that would be North Shelby is playing the first game against Clark County, and then followed by Milan and Putnam. But here, our first game tonight is the Milan Wildcats, Scotland County Tigers. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for Scotland County. It'll be Corbin Blessing, a junior. Callan Hamlin, a junior. Tate Richmond, a freshman. Marcus Smith, a sophomore. And Vince Dale, a sophomore. So Corbin Blessing, Callan Hamlin, Tate Richmond, Marcus Smith, and Vince Dale. The Tigers 0-1 and coached by Jeremy Austin. For the Milan Wildcats, they came in with a record of 1-0, the number 3 seed. It'll be Jared Gonzalez. He's a junior. Annette Niasse, he's a junior. Nathan Keck, a senior. Jeremy Bennett, a senior. And Don Devon Ngombo, he's a junior. So Jared Gonzalez, Annette Niasse, Nathan Keck, Jeremy Bennett, and Don Ngombo. With Wildcats 1-0 and coached by Andrea Dabney. And we're set to play basketball. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night from Schuyler County High School, as it will be Jeremy Bennett, the jump center against Vince Dale. And the tip is controlled by, well, Scotland County had it. Then it was lost it out of bounds. That was Vince Dale. I was thinking it was Niasse, knocked it out of his hand. So Jared Gonzalez inbounds to Niasse. As Niasse will walk across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Scotland County. They give it to Bennett on the left wing. Now Niasse takes it down to the block, off glass, missed it. Got his own rebound, puts it back up, missed it again. And rebound taken by Bennett as he takes it back out on the wing. And a pretty aggressive play by Hamlin, but Hamlin's going to pick up the foul. So Callan Hamlin picks up his first foul, first team foul against Scotland County, as Jeremy Bennett will inbound to Nathan Keck. Keck dribbles down the right side of the circle, now in the alley across the free throw line, gets it down to Gonzalez, kicks it back out to Bennett, free throw line, 15-footer, got it. As Jeremy Bennett as the first 2 points of the ball game. And now a little pressure by Milan, and Jeremy Bennett knocks the ball back out of bounds. It'll still be Scotland County ball as Corbin Blessing will inbound to Tate Richmond. To Blessing back to Richmond. They get it over to Marcus Smith to Tate Richmond. Now down low it goes. Shot out off glass, missed it by Vince Dale. Put up another shot, missed it. And Dale comes off the rebound. They get tried to get it back inside to him. Stolen away by Ngombo. Gives it to Bennett. Down to the left corner. Niasse has it on the left wing. Ngombo on the right wing. To Gonzalez inside to Bennett. Off glass. Got it. 4 points for Jeremy Bennett. 4-0. Milan with the lead. Now Scotland County almost broke the press, as Vince Dale had it in the center circle, tried to get it down to Hamlin, and just tipped out of bounds. So Marcus Smith will inbound. Gets it out to Richmond at the top of the key. To Blessing on the right wing. Dale at the top of the key. Richmond on the right wing. Now, three-pointer on the way, bullseye. Corbin Blessing gets Collin County on the board in a big way. As Milan back in a hurry. Bennett has it in the left corner. As Collin County goes to a, looks like a 2-3 zone. Bennett has it across the dotted line. Little 10-foot jumper, got it. All six Milan points, Jeremy Bennett. Tracer by Milan with the basketball to Corbin Blessing. Blessing gets it to Vince Dale. Dale gives it back to Blessing. He'll try another three. This one no good. And the Niasse off the rebound. And the Niasse tried to drill out of the triple team. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Callan Hamlin. That's his second. So second foul on Hamlin, Lucas Durflinger. A little bit under the weather, but he's going to check in. And Hamlin will check out. So Niasse with the basketball. He'll walk it across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone for Collin County. Keck to Niasse, left side of the circle. Bennett in the left corner. Niasse. Now Bennett will try a three. No good. And rebound comes off to Tate Richmond. As Richmond dribbles into a double team, tries to get it to Dale. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Collin County basketball. So Vince Dale inbounds to Tate Richmond. Richmond gives it a blessing across the timeline. It goes to Durflinger. Durflinger kicks it back out to Blessing. Now they give it to Richmond. Richmond was almost knocked down as the ball was stolen away, and a whistle and a foul. As a foul, I think it's going to be on Vince Dale. Yes, it is. So Vince Dale picked up his first foul. That's the third team foul against Collin County. And Niasse with the basketball. To the left wing to Bennett. The left corner Niasse. Back to Bennett on the wing. They skip it over to Nathan Keck. And Keck between the two circles to Bennett. On the left side of the circle to Niasse. Inside to Gonzalez. Now shots put up. Missed it to Ngumbo. And off of the rebound comes Vince Dale. Dale to Richmond. Over to Blessing, back to Richmond. Richmond on the left wing, gets it on the right wing to Blessing. They go inside to Dale, and Dale maybe should have taken a shot, tried to get it out in the corner to Lucas Durflinger, and Durflinger wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. Well, it was tipped. They say tipped by Jared Gonzalez. So it'll be Marcus Smith inbound for the Tigers underneath their own basket. 4:30 left to play in the first quarter. 6-3, Milan with the lead. As Smith gets the ball, looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Now kicks it out to Blessing at the top of the key. Durflinger in the left corner, inside to Dale. Dale gives it to Richmond for three. Bullseye! Tate Richmond hits a three. We're tied at six as Niasse on the left wing. The Bennett along the baseline. Tried to get it to Gonzalez. Kicked out of bounds by Collin County. It'll be Milan basketball out of bounds. Well, now Andrea Dabney wants a timeout. 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. And we're tied. Milan 6, Collin 6. I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KLM Sports.
Have you tried online banking? With online banking at Community Bank of Memphis, you can access your account information any time of day or night from anywhere you have access to the internet. Check account balances, view transactions, or transfer funds between accounts. Online banking is convenient and easy to use. To learn more about the benefits of online banking, stop in or give us a call. Hometown Banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Tied at six as Jeremy Bennett inbounds to Niasse. On the left wing now, Bennett in the left corner, Niasse. They kick it over to Nathan Keck. Keck into the right corner to Bennett. They try to force inside Ngumbo. Now Niasse has it on the left wing beyond the arc to Gonzalez. Gonzalez kicks it out to Heck. Three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler County basketball. As Lane Stott will check in, and Marcus Smith sets down for the Tigers. 1-2-2 zone trap by Milan. As Richmond with the basketball gives a blessing back to Richmond. Richmond across the timeline. Kicks it off to Derflinger in the left corner beyond the arc. Derflinger wanted to drive the baseline. He was cut off by Gonzalez and walked with it. So Gonzalez will inbound to Niasse. So Niasse brings it across the timeline, finds Bennett, deep left wing, bounce pass back Niasse in the left corner. To Bennett on the left wing, now Keck between the two circles. Keck to the right corner to Niasse, back to Keck. Keck between the two circles to Bennett on the left wing. Bennett will take it to the dotted line, dumps it off to Gonzalez, off glass, got it. Jared Gonzalez with 2 points. A 2-point Milan lead. Now in the backcourt we have a foul. The foul's going to be on Ahmet Niasse. So Niasse picks up his first foul, first team foul against Milan. And now Dangerous pass by Blessing as he found Lane Stott, and then Stott fell down with it. So it's the travel call comes back to Milan. Gonzalez will inbound to Keck. To Niasse between the two circles. As Niasse looks at that 1-2-2 zone to Bennett. Now Keck on the right wing beyond the arc. Keck picks up the dribble back to Bennett to the left wing. Bennett to the top of the key. Now Keck, he's cut off by a double team and try to bounce past to Gonzalez and bounce past right out of bounds. So turnover Milan gives it back to Scotland County. 1-2-2 trap employed by Milan. As a couple of Milan, Alex Marquina will check in. Also checking in is Ethan Bennett. So Marquina and Bennett both in as the inbounds pass comes to Richmond. Bounce pass back to Stott. Now Richmond. Richmond down the near sideline. Still with the basketball, tried to force it inside, knocked out of bounds by Milan. It'll be Scotland County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 2:25 left to play in the first quarter. 8-6, Milan with the lead. Scotland with the basketball. As the inbounds pass comes to Blessing, now Stott at the top of the key. Back to Blessing at the timeline. They give it to Vince Dale, free throw line. He had a pass stolen away, and to the rim goes Jeremy Bennett, and Bennett has 8 points. 4-point Milan lead. Nate Richmond gives it to Vince Dale. As Dale, out to Blessing on the right wing. To Stott at the top of the key, bad pass. This one taken away by Ethan Bennett to Jeremy Bennett. Lays it up and in. 10 points for Jeremy Bennett. 6 points. Milan lead, 6-1 for Milan. Vince Dale gives it to Blessing on the right wing. That was Stott. Now Blessing gives it to Vince Dale. And we have a whistle and a foul inside, a foul on Milan. They're going to call it on Jared Gonzalez. So Gonzalez picks up his first foul. Coming back into the ball game, Marcus Smith, also Bo Triplett will check in. 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. Triplett looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Richmond at between the two circles. Now he goes to Blessing on the right wing. Passes tip. Niasse has it. He got a 1-on-2. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Tip up by Gonzalez. Got it. 8-0 Milan run as Richmond gives it to Blessing. Blessing to Triplett. Now Tate Richmond for three, airballed it. Niasse comes away with it, and the double team dribbles out of it. Now he's down the far sideline, almost lost the ball, pulls up on the left wing, finds Bennett in the left corner. Niasse. As Niasse with the basketball, that's Jeremy Bennett. Ethan Bennett is stationed down on the block. Well, now he's on the right wing. It's Ethan Bennett. Couple of dribbles, gives it to Gonzalez. Try to give it back to Bennett. Bad pass. Now it goes to Blessing. Lays it up, got it. 5 points for Blessing. It gives Marcus Smith the assist on that fast break. quickly. He couldn't bat it into the right corner inside to Gonzalez. Niase for three on the way. Bullseye. Amet Niase. Now, Jeremy Austin wants a 30-second timeout. Dave, I'm going to just keep it right here. 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Milan on top, 17-8. And right now the difference is Milan went on an 8-0 run after it was tied at 6. So 6, well, an 11-2 run is what they're on right now. With Niase's three-pointer right just seconds ago. So Milan, the press doesn't seem to be hurting Scotland County that much. It seems like the Tigers can break the press. It's suffocating man-to-man by Milan that's hurting the Tigers when they get across midcourt. So now a 1-2-2 trap. As with the basketball is Blessing, the triplet, to Vince Dale. Dale takes it right to the hoop, puts it up, missed it. But I think you do the foul, and Vince Dale will go to the line to shoot a pair. As the foul's going to be on Alex Marquina. So Marquina picks up his first foul. Vince Dale looks for his first points of the ball game. 5 seconds left to play in the first quarter. First shot up, left a little bit short. As I like to used to say, he alligated on that one a little bit. In other words, I think Vince short-armed it, and he knows it. So Dale eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Vince Dale. Here comes Jeremy Bennett. Ethan Bennett at the buzzer. Bullseye. Three-pointer that nothing but net. And that's the way the first quarter is. Milan 20, Scotland County 9. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to the fifth annual Tri Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. Night number two is Milan, the number two seed, Scotland County, the number seven seed, going at it right now. And as we start the second quarter, Milan on top 20-9. Scotland County will have the basketball. As Corbin Blessing will inbound to Tate Richmond. Richmond brings it across the timeline, dumps it off to Marcus Smith on the left wing. Now Hamlin on the left wing. Gives it out to Blessing between the two circles. They give it to Richmond on the right wing. Back to Blessing. Back to Richmond in the right corner. Gets it back out to Blessing between the two circles. Blessing looks for somebody. Had a pass slapped away. Saved inbounds by Ethan Bennett, but right to Scotland County. Marcus Smith tried to get inside to Dale, and Gonzalez kicked the ball out of bounds. It'll leave Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Marcus Smith will trigger. Smith gets it to Blessing in the left corner. One dribble back to Richmond between the two circles, and now they try to get it to Dale. Stole away by Niase to the glass, lays it up, missed it. And Vince Dale comes off with the rebound to Richmond. Richmond in a triple team and makes a pass, passed all the way by Gonzalez. To the house, lays it up and got it. Jared Gonzalez has 6 points. Blessing in the backcourt to Dale. Gets it down to Marcus Smith. Little wide foot floater, no good. tip up by Dale. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Collin County. As Ngumbo checks back in. Alex Martinez still in the ball game. Also, Nathan Keck checks back in from Milan. Niasse will set down for a breather. So, Keck between the two circles. Now in the center circle. Dribbles to the left side of the circle to Bennett. Bennett's been moved, 10-foot floater, no good. And Ngumbo gets it, puts it up and in. Don DeVin-Ngumbo has 2 points on the night. With the basketball is Derflinger, the blessing. Now Dale, free throw line, tried to get it to Marcus Smith. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Ethan Bennett. So Marcus Smith will inbound to the Tigers underneath his own basket. As Smith will get it out to Lucas Derflinger at the top of the key. Derflinger, ball high by reset to Blessing. Three-pointer on the way. Left it short. Ngumbo off of the rebound. As Ngumbo gets it ahead to Jeremy Bennett. Now Keck in the left corner. Bennett on the deep left wing. Again, tried to get it inside to Ethan Bennett. Whistle on a foul, and a foul I think is going to be on Lucas Derflinger. And it will be. So Derflinger picks up his first foul. That's the 15th foul against Collin County. As Keck has in the left corner. Now Jeremy swings around to Ethan Bennett. Drive to baseline. And a shot put up by Makina, and it's blocked. Away with it comes Vince Dale. They give it to Derflinger. Derflinger down the near sideline gives it to Dale. Dale will try a 15-footer off the front of the rim. No good. Marcus Smith with rebound and his put back. No good, but he was fouled. He's fouled by Jeremy Bennett. And Jeremy Bennett picks up his first foul. Well, nope. They call it on Ngumbo. The first shot is good by Marcus Smith. So Marcus Smith has his first points of the ball game. Next shot on the way, missed it. And Ethan Bennett comes off with the rebound. Bennett down the near sideline, pulls up on the right wing and tried to find Keck under the basket. And Keck was headed for the corner. Nobody's there. So the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover, Milan. Frazier by the Wildcat. With the basketball is Hamlin. Hamlin, the Derflinger, back to Hamlin. They get across the timeline to Dale. Vince Dale has it back to Hamlin. Hamlin has it between the two circles. They try to get him in a double team. Now Derflinger with the basketball. It was on a foul, and a foul is going to be on Jeremy Bennett, I think. Yes, it will. So Bennett picks up his second personal foul. Well, okay, I've missed a foul somewhere. They say that's the first one on Jeremy Bennett. Blessing tries to get it to Derflinger, and it's tipped by Keck and goes right off Derflinger out of bounds. So Milan with basketball leading 24-10, 5 minutes left to play in the first half. As Keck brings it across the timeline, dribbles in the center circle. Keck gets it to Ngumbo on the right side of the circle. Back to Keck. Looks for a pick. Now Keck gets it, takes it right. A reverse layup over against Dale. Puts it up and in. 2 points to Nathan Keck. Now that pressure is starting to get Scarlett County a little bit as they turn it over on the Frazier. As into the ball game will come Tony Linehart from Milan. Gonzalez still on the floor. Ethan Bennett still on the floor. And Ngumbo on the floor. And Keck is still on the floor from Milan. So Linehart will inbound to Ethan Bennett. Ethan Bennett dribbles the right wing, gives it to Niasse across the free throw line. Now Keck, 15, put her on the way, got it. Nathan Keck with 4 points. With the basketball, Tate Richmond. In the backcourt's triplet. Across to the left wing is They get it to Richmond. Richmond wanted to put up a three, and it was blocked out of bounds by Ethan Bennett. As Marcus Smith will inbound. Gives it a triplet in the left corner to Richmond between the two circles. Now fast to Derflinger between the two circles. Derflinger, now they give it back to Richmond. The triplet in the left corner inside to Marcus Smith. Smith makes a good move, puts it off glass, got it. Nice move by Marcus Smith. He has three. Makes it 28-12. Gonzalez gives it a kick. Niasse to the basket. Drives the baseline, puts up a shot, missed it. Now we get underneath to Linhart. Puts up a shot, missed it. And Marcus Smith comes off the rebound to Richmond. Richmond gives the ball. Well, a bad pass, and it's taken away by Ethan Bennett. Lays it up and in. 5 points for Bennett. Richmond in the backcourt to Stott. Stott gives the ball to Triplett. Now Richmond on the left wing. To Stott at free throw line. Bad pass. Stolen away by Milan. Niasse lays it off. Glass and got it. And met Niasse with 5 points. 32-12. Milan with the lead. Just under 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Marcus Smith with the basketball. Takes it to the left wing. Now pass to Derflinger on the left wing. Now Richmond on the right wing. Richmond dumps it off to Triplett. Now Stott on the right wing. Now pass inside Derflinger. Smith, 10-footer on the way. Got it. Off the left baseline. 5 points for Marcus Smith. Makes it 32-14 as Niasse takes it to the left wing for Milan. They find Keck out between the two circles. As Keck gives it to Ethan Bennett. Ethan has it on the right wing. Niasse in the right corner. Gives it back to Ethan Bennett. He dribbles free throw line to Keck on the left wing. As Keck gets it over to Niasse. Niasse jump pass inside to Linhart. Now back to Ethan Bennett. Niasse under the basket, lays it up. It goes down. It counts an east foul. 7 points. Niasse and a foul, I think, is going to be on Derflinger. We'll wait and see what the scoreboard says. Yep, it's going to be on Lucas Derflinger, and that's his second. As Anthony Bolden checks in for Milan. As Amet Niasse has 7, looking for 8, and missed it. Rims in and out. Marcus Smith off the rebound. They give it to Triplett. Now inside Dale. Dale turn around, 10-foot jumper, got it. 3 points for Vince Dale. Nice move for Vince. Niasse takes it to the right wing. Gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez tries to find Jeremy Bennett in the left corner. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Vince Dale. So it'll be Milan basketball out of bounds. On the far sideline, 1:35 left to play in the first half. Comes in to Keck. Now Niasse on the right wing. Niasse moves some players around to find Bennett at the corner. Niasse now Keck between the two circles. As Keck, he tries to move people around. Keck dribbles in the center circle to Niasse. Back to Keck in the right corner. Keck flips it out to Jeremy Bennett. Now ball stolen away by Triplett. Takes it to the house and missed the layup. Jeremy Bennett with the rebound. It comes Milan the other way. Down the left side. Dumps it inside. And shots put up. No good to Anthony Bolden. And the rebound's Collin County. It's Tate Richmond. Across the timeline. Pass to Triplett. Triplett couldn't hang on to it. Bolden stole the ball. Gives it to Keck. Keck runs in to Richmond. Goes out of bounds, and they say it still belongs to Milan. So Keck brings it across the timeline to Bennett. Niasse in the left corner, on the left baseline. Gonzalez tried to give it to Bolden, and it's stolen away by Scotland County. So Blessing gives it to Dale. As Dale tried to step around the defender, foul on the play. as the foul is going to be on Jared Gonzalez, and that's his second. And going to the line will be Vince Dale to shoot a pair. With 26 seconds left to play in the half. Three looking for four. Shot on the way, missed it. And Gumbo checks back in, and Jared Gonzalez will set down. Andrea Dabney brought 10 players. Vince Dale, second shot on the way. Up, got it. 4 points for Vince Dale. Makes it 34-17. Yase with the basketball. Finds Bennett on the deep left wing. Bounce pass to Keck to the right wing. As Keck looks inside, finds Yase in the right corner. Back to Keck. Keck to Yase. Inside it goes to Bolden on the block. Gives it back to Ngumbo. Tried to put up a shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. There's a foul. I think it's going to be on Corbin Blessing. Yes, it is. So that's the one I missed. That's the second foul, the first foul on Corbin Blessing. As Ngumbo gets the first free throw, he has 3 points. Three looking for four. Shots up. Got them both. 4 points for Don Ngumbo. And now Richmond. Gives it a blessing for three at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Milan 36, Scotland County 17. Back in a couple of minutes. This is KMM Sports.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan need. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, and every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly 3 decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody. The 5th annual Tri Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Scotland County High School. We're at halftime of this first boys game of the night with number 2 seed, the Milan Wildcats, leading number 7 seed, Scotland County Tigers, 36-17. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Milan, Jared Gonzalez with 6 points. Ahmed Niasse with 7 points. Nathan Keck with 4. Ethan Bennett with 5. Jeremy Bennett with 10. And Don Devin Ngumbo with 4 points. For Scotland County, Corbin Blessing with 5, Tate Richmond with 3, Marcus Smith with 5, and Vince Dale with 4. Milan jumped out 20-9 after one quarter. Wildcats outscored the Tigers 16-8 in the second quarter, and Milan leads here at halftime 16-8. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Ah, wintertime in Missouri. Shorts one day, park is the next. Well, when it's a park a day, Memphis Lumber Company has the things you need to keep your home nice and cozy. Owens Corning Insulation, Larson Storm Doors, blow-in insulation for your attic, steel insulated entry doors. Even if you just want to put plastic over your windows, we have that too. On a shorts day, we have a complete line of lumber, building products, and Valspar paint to handle your outdoor projects. That's Memphis Lumber Company, 114 West Monroe in Memphis. See you soon.
Nothing says fall like friends, family, and football. Niebuhr wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. But as the family time grows, so does the number of devices. Don't let your bandwidth get up. Upgrade your internet speed to make sure you catch every touchdown, every pass, and every play. Now that's something to be thankful for. Call their office at 660-874-4111 or visit Niemer.net to learn how you can tackle your family's device needs.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, 5th Annual Tri Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton. And you're listening to Scotland County Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime with Milan leading Scotland County 20-9. And the next game coming up, it's a 3-6 matchup, Scotland County Rams and the Clark County Indians. We'll have that one for you on KMEM. And in the middle school gym, the two girls' games of the night and the one in progress, and it's being streamed on KMEM is North Shelby and Clark County. That's a 2-7 matchup. Then the second game in the middle school will be a 3-6 matchup. Milan will take on Putnam County at around 7:30. Then tomorrow night we start the semifinals, and we'll have all the games from the high school gym as after the first round. The boys have been in the high school gym. Girls have been in the middle school gym. Now, after the first round, all the right-hand side of the bracket will be games will be played in high school. Left side of the bracket will be played in the middle school. In other words, all the championship semifinals and finals in high school gym, all the consolation semifinals and finals will be in the middle school. So tomorrow night, we'll start out with live. This is live. This is on the championship side of the bracket, North Shelby and Putnam County. That'll be the first game tomorrow night in the high school gym, and the boys' consolation semifinal in the middle school gym at 6 o'clock, Brookfield and Knox County. You'll hear both those games on KMM. Then on the girls' side at 7:30 is a girls' championship semifinal. Schuyler County, the number one seed, taking on Brookfield as they upset Scotland County last night in the 4-5 matchup. And then at 7:30 on the middle school side, consolation semifinal, Scotland County and Knox County. So that'll be the four games you'll hear tomorrow night on KMM. And again, all starting tomorrow night for the rest of the week, all the championship semifinals and finals will be live on KMM. We'll be streaming all of the consolation semifinals and finals on KMM. So it's in real time. You're streaming games. You just have to have your phone or your computer to hear those. Of course, the live games are live games. So that's what's going to happen the rest of the week on KMM. Then Thursday night, we'll have a repeat, kind of the same thing, two championship semifinals, girls and boys here, and two consolation semifinals in the middle school gym on Thursday. Then we take Friday off and we come back Saturday with the two third-place games and two championship games here in the high school gym, two seventh-place games and two consolation games in the middle school gym. And the whole thing starts at noon on Saturday. So we'll have to wait and see the matchups, because I can see the third-place girls game right now maybe being, say, Milan and Brookfield. And if that's the case, we will not carry that one. We're just carrying the big five. And the other three of the Tri-Rivers, in case people have forgotten, was Milan, North Shelby, and Brookfield. Then the big five of Clark County, Scotland County, Scotland County, Knox County, and Putnam County. So that was the old Tri-Rivers. They're all here for this tournament. And I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This harvest season, as our leaves turn from green to gold and the work we've done throughout the season comes to fruition, we at Nutrien Ag Solutions give thanks to our customers, our employees, and our partners. Rusty and the crew and everyone at Nutrien Ag Solutions offers best wishes for a safe and plentiful harvest. And thank you for your business. Nutrien Ag Solutions, Highway 15 North in Memphis.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 17. Highs level off around 43 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 56 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 31.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We start the second half, boys' first-round game from the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And Milan leading Scotland County 36-17. And Milan will have the basketball to start the third quarter. The starters are back on the floor for both teams as Jared Gonzalez will inbound to Nathan Keck. And here we go. It's Keck between the two circles. Now Niasse on the right wing. Keck in the right corner. Keck to Niasse at the top of the key in gumbo. Kicks it back out to Jeremy Bennett at the top of the key to Niasse on the right wing. In gumbo at the free throw line. Kicks it down in the corner to Keck. Inside to Gonzalez. Kicks it back out in the right corner. Niasse to Gonzalez. Jeremy Bennett for three. No good. And Vince Dale comes off the rebound for Scotland County. Dale gives it to Blessing. Blessing in the triple team to Richmond. Now Dale to the dotted line. Gets it underneath. Shot's put up. No good. That was by Hamlin. And Gonzalez off the rebound. Niasse in the right corner. And Gumbo at the top of the key. Keck has it between the two circles. Keck gives it to Gonzalez between the two circles. Now Keck. Keck to Ngumbo on the right wing. Keck will try a three. In no good. Bounce across the rim and blast it off the rebound. Gets the ball ahead to Marcus Smith, to Vince Dale. Underneath Richmond. Richmond to Hamlin. Blessing will try a three. Bullseye! Corbin Blessing with 8 points. Jeremy Bennett has it in the left corner. Niasse, left side of the circle, and Gumbo to the right corner to Keck. Keck tried to force it inside, stolen away by Vince Dale. As they give it to Richmond, Blessing. Back to Dale. Back to Richmond, to the right wing, Blessing. Inside, they try to find Marcus Smith. Pass slapped out of bounds by Gonzalez. 36-20. A lot of time left. As Marcus Smith will inbound to the Tigers. Gets the ball out to Richmond, stolen away by Bennett. Bennett to the house, lays it up and got it. Jeremy Bennett with 12 points. Pressure by Milan, Blessing. Gets the ball to Hamlin. Inside to Dale, lays it up and got it. Strong move by Vince Dale. He has six. Yeah, I see. floats across the timeline, left side of the circle, trying to no-look pass inside, intended to catch all the way by Dale. Dale lays it up, got it. Nice spin move on Niasse. 8 points for Vince Dale. Niasse, left side of the circle. In Gumbo, right side of the circle. Now Gonzalez will try a three, bullseye. 9 points for Jared Gonzalez. Placed here by Milan. Blessing with the basketball to Richmond on the left wing, and a whistle and a foul against Milan. They call the foul on Keck, I believe, to get that on away from the scoreboard. Yep. So Nathan Keck picks up his first foul. And with basketball, they get it inside to Dale. His fall-away 10-footer, no good. And here comes Milan. Keck has it on the right wing, kicks it out to Gonzalez. Jeremy Bennett takes it. He walked with it. That's what I thought. There's a Euro step and a four-stepper, and he took the four-stepper that time. Again, pressure as Richmond gives it a blessing. Ahead it goes to Smith. Now Smith gives it back to Blessing on the left wing. Blessing, guarded by Bennett, gives it to Marcus Smith out on the left wing. On the left baseline is Hamlin. Hamlin back to Blessing between the two circles. As Blessing had a pass stolen away by Jeremy Bennett. Niasse takes it to the house, lays it up, missed it. But the foul's going to be on Corbin Blessing. That's his second. So two fouls on Corbin Blessing. And Amit Niasse will be at the line. He has 7 points, looking for eight. Shot up, missed it. Durflinger will check back in, and Lane Stott will check in. Marcus Smith sets down, and Callan Hamlin will set down. So Amit Niasse, again, 7, looking for 8, and got it. 8 points, Niasse. Vince Dale in the backcourt to Richmond. To Dale, they get it all across the timeline to Stott. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jared Gonzalez. That's two fouls on Gonzalez. How you doing, John? As the illustrious John Dabney just walked in the gym, shook my hand, so I've been blessed tonight as Vince Dale goes to the hoop, puts up the shot off the left block, missed it, and then got over the back and picked up the foul. So Dale picks up his second personal foul. 4:09 left to play in the third quarter, 42-24. Milan with a lead in the basketball as the Met Niasse brings the ball across the timeline, finds Keck in the right corner. Niasse on the deep right wing, and Gumbo has it between the two circles, gives it back to Keck inside the arc. Niasse to the free throw line, and Gumbo on the left wing. Bennett, the left corner, flips it to the right corner to Keck. On the right wing, Niasse to Keck. Inside to go Gonzalez, kicks it back to Niasse. Niasse gives it to Ngumbo in the left corner. Gonzalez left side of the circle. Now Keck for three, bullseye. Nathan Keck with 7 points. 45-24 as Richmond along the baseline puts up a shot, missed it. Vince Dale with a rebound, a whistle, and a foul. Foul's going to be against Milan. Let's see, it's going to be on. Amit Niasse picks up his second personal foul. And Vince Dale at the line. He has 8 points, looking for 9. First shot up, missed it. It'll be a second free throw for Vince Dale. Again, Dale with 8 points, looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 9 points for Vince Dale. Dale checks out. Checking in is Bo Triplett. 3:15 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Milan on top by 20, 45-25. Nayase to Ngumbo between the two circles. Nayase. Now Bennett along the left baseline. Kicks it off to Keck for three on the way. Bullseye! Nathan Keck with 10 points. He's hit two in a row, and Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 3:01 left to play in the third quarter. It's Milan 48, Scotland County 25, back in 30 seconds. This is KFM Sports.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County Arlen School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our family and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. Praised by Milan. Dribbling with the basketball. Gives it to Blessing across the timeline. Derflinger. Between the two circles now. Blessing. Let's go a three from the left wing. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Scotland. Blessing will try it. Little 10-footer. Got it. Off the left wing. And I didn't see. I think Vince Dale was right down there to dig that ball out. Now Scotland County steals the ball. They had a solo right back by Amet Nyase. Nyase stopped and waited as Corbin Blessing fell over the back of Nyase. So Corbin Blessing will pick up his third foul. That's the third team foul against Collin County. As Vince Dale will check in, Lucas Derflinger will check out. As Lucas... he was a little bit under the weather. Keck will try another three, no good, and take Richmond off the rebound. Richmond in a double team, looks for somebody, finds Blessing. Blessing across the timeline to Stott. Now along the timeline was Triplett. And Triplett tried to drive the baseline, lost the handle on basketball, and it will be Milan basketball as Alex Martina checks back in. Also, Ethan Bennett checks back in. And Linhart checks in for Milan. Ethan Bennett across the timeline. Martina gives it to Nyase in the right corner. Martina on the right wing. Swings it to Ethan Bennett. Now Jeremy Bennett. Now Ethan will try a three. In and out, no good. And Jeremy Bennett comes off with the rebound. He'll take it dotted line, dumps it down. Nyase off glass, got it. 10 points, Amet Nyase. As here comes the Tigers. And Vince Dale, bad pass, stolen away by Martina. Martina flies down, right down the middle of the lane, and he is hammered, and the foul is going to be on Vince Dale. So Vince Dale picks up his third personal foul. And Marcus Smith will check in. Tate Richmond we'll check out. 50-27, Milan with the lead. Martina gives it to Ethan Bennett in the right corner. Now Nyase on the right baseline. Dribbles to the right corner to Ethan Bennett. Now Jeremy from the dotted line. Little 10-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound tapped out of bounds by Jeremy Bennett. As Hamlin will check back in for Scotland County. And Lane Stott will check out. So the pressure by the Wildcats. As Bo Triplett will inbound. Gets the ball into Hamlin, back to Triplett. Triplett tried to bounce pass across the timeline, kicked out of bounds by Milan. 1:19 left to play in the third quarter. Blessing on the far sideline, tried to get it to Marcus Smith. It was tipped by Martina, and then goes off the hands of Marcus Smith. So Martina will inbound to Ethan Bennett. Bennett back to Martina between the two circles on the right wing, Nyase. Martina in the right corner, right wing, Nyase. Inside Jeremy Bennett off glass, got it. That was too easy. 14 points for Jeremy Bennett. Here comes Scotland County in a hurry. Underneath the basket was Hamlin. Lost the ball, picked up by Niasse. Moves up a shot, missed it. Rebound tipped around. Niasse had it. Now it's picked up by Hamlin. Goes to Dale. Dale gives it back to Hamlin. Hamlin outran the dribble, stolen away by Bennett. To Linhart. Ethan Bennett in the left corner. Lost the ball, picks it back up, gets it to Markina. It's Markina to Niasse on the right wing. Jeremy Bennett, bullseye, three-pointer out of the right corner. He has 17, and it's 55-27, and now a long pass from Triplett to Marcus Smith. Off Smith's hands and out of bounds. As Markina will inbound Ethan Bennett to Jeremy Bennett between the two circles. Looks up the clock, sees 7 seconds. They give the ball to Markina. He'll try a three. No good. And Blessing throws a prayer and not answered. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Milan 55, Scotland County 27. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up for 40 days of consistent scent. All low Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. As we start the fourth quarter of this first round boys game, and right now it's all Milan leading Schuyler County 55-27. And as we start the quarter, Schuyler County will have the basketball. Marcus Smith will inbound. On the far sideline, Tate Richmond. Richmond will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key to Smith on the left wing. Smith dribbles to the top of the key to Dale, pops out, takes it to the dotted line, lost it, now picks it back up, finds Richmond on the right wing. Richmond in the right corner to Blessing on the right wing. Blessing dribbles in among the trees, puts it off glass, got it. 12 points for Corbin Blessing. To Jeremy Bennett. Bennett goes in among the trees, lost the ball, and it pops out and picked up by Vince Dale. To Richmond down the near side. Dale to the top of the key. As Vince Dale looks for somebody, finds Corbin Blessing, top of the key, another three. This one no good. An air ball. So it'll be Milan basketball. And Scotland County will back off into a zone. As they are a little shorthanded tonight, three subs on Jeremy Austin's bench. Niasse to the left block, kicks it back out to Markina, and he threw up an air ball out of the left corner. Now long pass down the floor to Hamlin, puts up the shot. Missed it, but he was hammered by Ethan Bennett. I think they're going to call it a shooting foul. So Ethan Bennett picks up his first foul. And Hamlin looks for his first points of the ball game. Shot up, missed it. Callum Hamlin. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So first points for Hamlin. Makes it 55-30 as Bylan with the lead in the basketball. Markina, Niasse on the left wing to Jeremy Bennett inside to Ethan Bennett. And Ethan tried to get it back out to Niasse, right between Niasse and Jeremy Bennett. And the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be Scotland County basketball. Blessing will inbound to Tate Richmond. Richmond has it at top of the key to Blessing on the right wing. Man-to-man defense by Milan. They swing around to Richmond on the left wing. Richmond. I think he's going to get an offensive foul on Tate Richmond. If he shoved off on Nyasa, it will be. So Tate Richmond picked up his first personal foul. 6:20 left to play in the ball game. Easton Bennett brings it across the timeline. Has it between the two circles. Now takes it down the right lane. Lays up a little 5-foot floater. Missed it. Corbin Blessing off the rebound. Gets it to Richmond. Richmond double dribble. Carried the ball. And he knew it. So the turnover gives it back to Milan. Arkina will inbound on the near sideline. To Ethan Bennett. As Bennett will bring it across the timeline. Nyasa across the free throw line. Jeremy Bennett dotted line. 10-foot jumper. Got it. I think he has 19, but I think I gave him. Yeah, no, that's 19 for Jeremy Bennett. It's now Collie County had a ball knocked out of bounds. So Marcus Smith underneath his own basket will inbound a dangerous pass. Knocked away by Jeremy Bennett. Now Corbin Blessing tried to get it inside. Stolen away by Milan. There's a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hamlin as he ran in to Ethan Bennett. So Callum Hamlin picks up his third personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Scotland County. Inbounds pass to Liv Linehart. As he put up a shot over Vince Dale, missed it. But the foul's going to be on Dale. That's the fourth foul on Vince Dale. Vince Dale picks up his fourth personal foul. And to the line will go Tony Linehart. Looks for his first points of the game. You shoot a 1-1. First one's up. Got it. Makes it 58-30. First point for Linhart. One looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and pinballs in and out. As Marcus Smith had the ball, knocked out of his hand. So now, what do we do? Call a foul? Well, yep, we call a foul on Marquina. So Alex Marquina picks up his second personal foul. Richmond will bring it across the timeline. Richmond gives it to Hamlin on the left wing, beyond the arc, to the right side of the circle to Smith. Smith sees it open. He goes to the basket, missed it, tip up by Dale, no good. Hamlin runs down the rebound, takes it in among the trees, puts up a shot, no good, tries it again, no good. And Linhart comes off the rebound to Marquina. Marquina ahead to Jeremy Bennett. Bennett takes it down to the right corner to Marquina to Ethan Bennett. Now we've got a three-second violation. No, it's going to be a foul on Tony Linehart. That's his first. As now low subs, Jared Gonzalez checks back in. Also, Ngumbo checks back in. Keck checks in. Anthony Bolden checks in. Now a three-pointer by Blessing as Blessing walks with it. Also, Samuel Cologne checks in. So Jared Gonzalez gives it to Ngumbo in the left corner. Now the left wing. Gives it back out to Gonzalez. Bolden. Gives it down in the corner to Cologne. And Cologne makes a bad pass, thrown away by Scotland County. So Corbin Blessing with the basketball. Now he dribbles the right wing, stolen away by Ngumbo. And then Ngumbo had the ball slapped out of his hand by Richmond. So Ngumbo will inbound underneath his own basket. Gives it to Gonzalez in the left corner. Dribbles to the left wing beyond the arc. Finds Keck between the two circles. Keck gives a cologne inside to Bolden. Bolden in among the trees. Ball's loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And finally squirts out, picked up by Gonzalez, and he lost it, and picked up by Marcus Smith. Here come the Tigers. Smith gives the ball to Dale at the top of the key. As Dale spin move on Gonzalez, dumps it in to Smith, puts it off glass, would not go down, and then a jump ball between Smith and Bolden, alternating possession, comes back to Milan. So Scotland County in a 1-3, well, a 2-3 zone. Gonzalez to Ngumbo in the left corner. Gonzalez to the right corner to Keck. Keck gets the ball, Cologne, and Ngumbo pops out top of the key. Now Bolden to the top of the key. Cologne drives the baseline and throws it right to Corbin Blessing. Blessing ahead, it goes to Smith in the left corner inside the arc, inside to Dale. Dale to Blessing. Blessing takes it down in the paint, puts up a shot, missed it. And let me see, somebody, Hamlin and Ngumbo both had their foot on the line, both had the ball, and are going to give it to Scotland County. So Blessing and Blessing to the top of the key. Now Richmond around the top of the key, down the left lane, lays it up, no good. And we have a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be, I think they said 14, but there's no 14 out there. Okay, the foul's going to be on 31. Well, that can't be right either, as Richmond hits the first free throw. That's 4 points for Tate Richmond. Now, Joel Cruz, I think it was 41 who they were talking about, so that would be Anthony Bolden. Next free throw, no good by Richmond. Bolden comes off the rebound, tried to get it out to Ngumbo, and Ngumbo couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, so Scotland County with the basketball. Bo Triplett will inbound, gets in the backcourt to Richmond. As Richmond will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Gives it to Derflinger on the left side of the circle. Vince Dale, right side of the circle. Ball away, 10-foot jumper. Got it. Nice shot by Vince Dale. He has 11. As here comes to the basket. That was Cologne. Strong move to the basket. Samuel Cologne has 2. Richmond with the basketball across the free throw line. Triplett. No, that's the Derflinger, rather. Gives it to Dale. Dale to the dotted line. As we have a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Bolden, I believe. So they have it. Okay, it's going to be on number 10. That's Gonzalez. So Gonzalez picks up his 4th personal foul. And Vince Dale at the line. First shot up. Got it. 12 points for Vince Dale. That's 19 fouls against Milan. 12 points for Vince Dale. Looking for 13. Shot up. Got it. 13 points for Vince Dale. Makes it 60-35. 2 minutes left to play in the game. Ngumbo. Give the ball to Keck in the left corner. Inside to Bolden. Ball away, 10. Put her off. Glass caught it. First two for Anthony Bolden. Now, Richmond tried to go inside. Lost the handle on the basketball. Turns it back to Milan. And the Wildcats up 62-35 with the basketball. 1:45 to play. Gonzalez, top of the key. The Keck on the left wing. Now Keck in the left corner. Keck looks inside. Now give the ball to Bolden on the left wing. Tried to get the ball over to Bolden. That was Cologne. Tried to find Bolden and knocked out of his hand out of bounds. So it's going to be Ngumbo to inbound to Gonzalez. Just Gonzalez to the top of the key. Now Keck on the left wing beyond the arc. Keck back to Gonzalez. Ngumbo inside. It goes to Keck. To Bolden in the right corner. Now pass is knocked away by the old Triplett. The Triplett ran out of bounds, and when it came back in, he couldn't touch it. So Milan's going to retain possession with 1:14 left to play. As Ngumbo has it between the two circles. Finds Gonzalez in the left corner, inside the Keck to Gonzalez. Ngumbo will take it down the lane, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Don Ngumbo. As Richmond with the basketball for the Tigers, the Triplett. Triplett tried to dribble inside, lost it, but picked up by Vince Dale. Now Richmond in the right corner. To Stott, to Derflinger, off glass, got it. 2 points for Lucas Derflinger. 64-37, Ngumbo to Gonzalez, top of the key to Keck on the left wing, beyond the arc. Gonzalez has it between the two circles, down to 22nd. They get it to Bolden, out of the right corner. Shot put up, no good. And then Dale off the rebound. As Dale picked up by Ngumbo on the left wing. Derflinger will try a three, no good. And Triplett off the rebound, his putback, no good. Gonzalez off the rebound, down to two, down to one, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Milan 64, Scotland County 37. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This year, your friends at Slade and Polaris want to give you the gift of get it done. You work hard and deserve the very best in off-road vehicles. Order your Ranger today and take advantage of the holiday sales event. Slade and Polaris currently has Ranger 1000 premiums in stock as well as some youth models for the kids. But hurry, they won't last long. And don't forget, you can always upgrade your ride with LED lights, epic audio, and climate control. Stop in and see your friends at Slade and Polaris today. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B.
Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M-Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M-Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M-Series.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Camp's photography knows wedding season ramps up in a flash. They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full bridezilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get a different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. That's the final as the number 2 seed, Milan Wildcats, improved to 2-0 by defeating Scotland County 64-37. Taking a look at the scoring. First for Milan, Jared Gonzalez with 9 points. Amet Nieste had 10 points. Nathan Keck with 10 points. Ethan Bennett with 6 points. Jeremy Bennett with 19. Don Ngumbo with 6 points. Tony Lenhart with 1. Samuel Cologne with 2 points. And Anthony Bolden with 2. For Scotland County, Lucas Sturflinger with 2 points. Corbin Blessing with 12. Callum Hamlin with 1. Tate Richmond with 4. Marcus Smith with 5. And Vince Dale with 13. Scoring it like this is Milan led 20-9 after one quarter. Milan outscored the Tigers 16-8 in the second quarter to lead 36-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Milan again outscored the Tigers 19-10. Milan led 55-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Milan 10-9. But Milan wins at 64-37. Milan improves to 2-0. Scotland County 0-2. Coming up, it's a 3-6 matchup. Scotland County, the 3-seed. Clark County, the 6-seed. And I'll be back with that one in about 6 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. By Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories, north of Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis on Highway 15, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slate and Polaris ATVs, north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. It's 7:15. We've got a temperature of 31 degrees, and we'll be back with that boys' second game for you tonight here on KMEM Sports.